Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole and my co-host
King Chuck.
King Chuck is definitely in the building.
Chip, what up though?
I'm happy. I'm feeling really good tonight.
Why? Because I came on time.
You came on time, yes! That's the running joke, you know. King Chuck is never on time, so he's recording tonight on time. And I'm even happier because we have a guest tonight. We are mashing up. This is our second mashup. Got a couple more in the works. But tonight it's all about us hooking up with D Murph from Why Not Sports and Flagrant 2 and so on and so on. I'm going to start calling him Steve Harvey. This motherfucker got more podcasts. Anybody, I turn around, there's a new show with D Murph. D Murph, aka Steve Harvey. What's good, D Murph?
Hey, Tim, I appreciate that. King Chuck, man, what's going on, big time?
I'm good, man, but hold up, slow down. God damn.
Hey, the first thing, though, Chuck, you know, the biggest thing, man, is showing up on time to the scheduled event. So that helps me out enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I'm turning over.
You know, it makes it hard for us, man. You know, but no, Tim, good people, man. I appreciate y'all having me on. I'm definitely excited to, again, partner up with you again. And that's to just show you as far as the family. You know, family-ness, if that's even a word that me and Queen Tiff have. And now with King Chuck. Definitely glad to be a part of today's show.
Likewise.
Absolutely. I want to talk about a lot of different topics. I'm going to mix in the sports with the everyday bullshit that goes on in the world. I wanted to start the conversation off tonight. First of all, this is Convo number 23. So if you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Do the same for my boy D Murph. He got so many shows. So if you find them, you know, just subscribe and rate and review, all that good stuff.
And Tim, let me add to that too, right quick, Tim, before we start the 23rd episode. I definitely want to give out my social media outlet before we really dive deep into the show. So it is D Murph on Twitter and IG. And just like, again, Queen Tiff said, you can find me for sure on Why Not Sports. Which drops every Monday, talks about the good, bad, and the ugly of sports. Flagrant 2, which, again, Queen Tiff was my first ever guest.
Yeah.
It drops every, yes, indeed, that drops every Friday. And then also I have a bi-weekly show with myself and Penrose Eames, a.k.a. Mr. Poetry in Motion. That's a bi-weekly show that drops every Wednesday. So basically, we're sliding people DMs on that one. And then Flagrant 2 is about anything and everything and just making sure we have a good conversation and, you know, bring some positivity on that show. So I just wanted to throw that out there before we really dove in deep. So I appreciate that.
No doubt. And for Sheezy, one thing, you guys, you have to mash up with King Chuck on Why Not Sports, because this is a sport junkie.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will, you know, that shit will be hot. And then people don't know, King Chuck is a poet also. He's one of the hottest poets that you just don't know about. So people, I'm going to have him do some poetry later down the road. Because I think he's hot and fresh, and it's just another look, another perspective to have on him.
That.
So we gonna mash that up.
Yeah, I wanted.
Yeah, King Chuck, just get with me too, Bo.
I wanted to add to that. I heard you say something about poetry and motion. I would definitely love to link up with you and your homie, and you know, come on that show or whatever the case may be.
That's a bet. Yeah, let's make sure we exchange information, man, for sure, and we'll definitely make
absolutely. I'm with it.
For sure. See? Nothing but love. Always.
Absolutely.
I want to start with the topic of Colin Kaepernick. And I want to talk about him because... And I'm confused because right now it's been at least a month of the free agency and he's not been signed by a team. And my thing is, it's a lot of questions that I have. But the number one question is, why is he still unemployed? Why is he being blackballed for his protest and his stance? What's your thoughts?
Me first.
You first, and then we'll go.
He's definitely being blackballed. I'm gonna tell you why though. It's bothering me usually, you know, it's a quarterback, you know, and this league, you know, everyone needs a quarterback. I don't give a damn who you are. You know, you don't even have to be halfway decent. So for him to be not to be employed, that's a huge question mark. Now why? Would he be a team distraction? No. Okay. Is he being, you know, accused of raping women or beating on people? No. So what's the big issue? Because he wasn't afraid to speak his mind? Give me a break, man. So now they looking at him like a traitor? So in other words, I could, you know, drug women and rape them and beat on people and beat on women, but I can't speak? Come on, man. Something ain't right with the NFL. They need to stop.
True indeed. D. Murph, what's your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick?
Well, that's something that, man, I can even go back to when I was younger, man. Whenever you work in a system, and for us being black and African-American men, especially, whenever we're outspoken, that becomes a threat to society. And reason being, man, because it goes back to how we grew up in slavery and, you know, those our ancestor days with them having to fight for what they believe in. And I believe a closed mouth don't get fed. So I think ultimately Kaepernick, if he do not play this year, which I still believe you do, to your point, King Chuck, he's a quarterback, and everybody needs quarterback.
Right.
Quarterback. The Bears, you know, being from the Midwest, the Bears need a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? The Colts need a backup quarterback.
Shit, so down there where you at, teams. The Texans.
Well, yeah, true. So, again, so it's going to be somebody to pick him up, but the fact of it is, whenever they think, okay, in my opinion, we're giving you millions of dollars, we're giving you this platform, you're supposed to shut up. So if you don't abide by those rules, we gonna make you quote unquote feel those consequences, boy. You know, I'm just, you know, right, just being
right.
Real.
Shut up,
you know.
And play, boy. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So with him being, and that's the thing, he really wasn't that outspoken. He was really silent. He was a silent assassin in this particular protest, and it still wasn't good enough. So like you said, what if he did speak up? And then what if he was, you know, abusing women and abusing drugs and just putting his name out there? It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I think enough people will support Kaepernick, like how he was a silent protester. I believe you do have silent supporters that will, if not give him an opportunity in the NFL, he will definitely be some type of activist once his career is done. But in the meantime, I mean, that's just a part of anything, just like what we work at. Just like I tell anybody, hashtag why not sports is what you do on and off the court. It affects your everyday life. And what he's doing right now, man, is just basically they don't like what he's doing. He's having an impact, so they want to, quote unquote, get into his pockets. Because what other way to make you feel it? Your decision is your pocket. So I think that's what the NFL is trying to do, but I don't think it's going to work ultimately.
And to add to that, you're right. And to add to that, first of all, they don't even have to pay him top dollar. He's not even asking for top dollar.
Exactly.
Okay? Number one. Number two, it has something to do with what you do on and off the field. He has donated millions of dollars in food and aid to other countries and whatnot. I mean,
right.
I don't understand what's going on right now. Really, and for any team to look at him as a distraction, it's a disgrace.
But Chip Kelly said, though, he wasn't a distraction. I read that about 2 or 3 days ago. Chip Kelly, his former coach, said he was not a distraction.
Right. The only thing with that is we ain't really off of Chip Kelly anymore, right? You know.
Right.
You know. But it's good that we have him and Harbaugh, you know, standing up for Kaepernick. So that's good.
Yeah,
a lot.
But you know what's so funny to me? And I'm thinking about my team. Everybody knows I'm a Jets fan. Mm-hmm. They just signed a 37-year-old journeyman quarterback by the name of Josh McGown.
Mm.
They just gave him $6 million, and this mother chucker will not do anything.
Mm.
Right, he'll be the bridge gap. So you're telling me Kaepernick, who's only 29 years old, who's a better athlete, more talented player, a stronger arm, quarterback, is not able to do what this guy's being paid $6 million to do with the Jets? So it just doesn't make sense. So if you tell me that his protesting and his stance didn't play a factor in him not having a job, I'm calling you on your bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we just signed a man that's 40, almost 40 years old, that can't throw for a lick, has played with about 10 teams in his 13-year-old.
He's not even going to play for y'all. Let's keep this shit all the way, honey. He's not going to play.
So.
And another thing, too, y'all, they're trying to put fear into us again, too. Y'all shut up, y'all.
That's right. That's right. Be quiet. Appreciate this opportunity. Abide by our rules. Adhere to our way of life. And that's that. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So, shut up. I just had to add my two cents into that, man. But no, no, you're right. Man, Josh ain't going to play that much. The New York Jets fans, J-E-T-S, Jets. Y'all hardcore over there. Y'all ain't going to let him play.
Hell no.
Unless y'all winning and blowing the team out.
If they let him play, they're going to fire Bowles. He's out of here.
Well, Bowles is on a short lease anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how do you sign him and not sign Kaepernick?
Yeah.
And you know, they were saying, just to play devil's advocate, well, I'm for Kaepernick and I believe in what he did. What he's doing, I should say. Not just his stance for what's going on, the injustices of what's going on in the U.S., but as Trump is cutting meals for Meals on Wheels, he donated money to Meals on Wheels.
Absolutely. To keep it going.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His sneaker collection, that, you know, everybody has so many sneakers, and what do you do with them when you're done with them? You throw them out. Mm-hmm. He donated all his sneakers to the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing great stuff in the community, helping people.
More than enough.
More than his share.
And it's not even getting that much publicity either.
Yeah, all you care about is him kneeling down while doing the Pledge of Allegiance, which is crazy asinine to me.
And that was, what, over almost a year ago?
Pretty much.
Right.
So,
you know, so
if someone doesn't hire him, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
Bottom line, you know what time it is. So hopefully he gets a job. I would hate to see that this is the way that he's going to go out.
That's fucked up because they're mad at him because he doesn't want to pledge allegiance. But, well, he's being called a nigga for not pledging allegiance to a country that calls him a nigga. What the fuck?
Go figure.
What the fuck?
Yep. That's what's up, man. I love it.
So, it's just some bullshit. Another thing that we have to deal with being black in America.
Mm-hmm.
And just switching notes, talking about something different, but one in the same. I have issues with us. And when I say us, I mean black people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with us because a lot of us, not all of us, we don't want to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to support each other. We don't want to put money into our own community. Mm-hmm. There was an incident maybe a month ago that happened in North Carolina in which someone was accused of stealing something in a beauty supply store, right? And I'm not going into whether or not she stole or she didn't steal. But the lady was taken down, beat up, choked by the store owner. Right?
Chinese?
Or, yeah, in North Carolina. Yeah. Okay. He beat the shit out of her. Took her down, had her choked down.
Yeah, chokehold it. Yeah.
And my thing is this. They went out. They were protesting the store, saying don't support this place, this business, this establishment. But that's what we do. As soon as we get money, we run to the Koreans. We run to the nail salon. We run to, you know, get our hair done in these communities. Putting money into their pockets. They don't even live in our community. They don't do anything but get money.
They don't hire us.
They don't hire us. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And I have a problem with this because why do we keep going back putting money into other people's pockets that don't give two shits about us? Why aren't we doing something to, you know, we don't got to go to the Asians for beauty supplies. Why can't we have our own beauty supply in our...
And if there was a black-owned beauty supply, when we do go to them, we want the hookup. We want discounts. Uh-huh. We're not really helping out. Right. So I get what you're saying. I have a problem with that, too. And to be honest with you, niggas don't give a shit. Let's just keep it real. Niggas don't give a shit. We'll give to the white man or anybody else before we give back to us. That's the problem.
But it goes back to Kaepernick, and like we said, you know, earlier, it's kind of like, okay, we're going to do this for you, but make sure you keep this amongst this circle, because we're going to help elevate you. We're going to make sure you continue to stay stable. So if you decide to give back, and this is just me theoretically speaking on history,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Because this is proven. Even when, you know, I was coming up and my uncles and people, you know, way older than me, they always put that we can't look out for each other because they put things in us to where we start backstabbing each other.
Right.
And, well, you know, I'm going to forget y'all not worthy. You know, I'm going to go ahead and take my business elsewhere. Yeah, that business elsewhere is to the other, you know, to the whites, to the Asians, to the Hispanics. And they, and those other cultures I just named, they look out for them before they look out for anybody else.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, it's nothing wrong with that. But why can't we do it for ourselves? And it has been done. History has shown that we have done it before. Look at the Black Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Look, they had a whole community and taking, they had their own housing, stores, everything. Mm-hmm. So why can't we do it for ourselves? Right? And every time, because it's funny, people want that Disney. Nigga, what's that? Yep. I need that hookup.
Hook me up. Yep.
You know, how can I survive? How can I thrive with my business if I'm always giving you discounts? But we'll go to the store and pay the full price to the white man.
Right.
Or the Chinese man.
Knowing we getting beat.
Yeah, you getting beat over the head. So it just, you know, people, stay woke, man.
I love my people,
woke.
But we got to do better.
Absolutely. But look what we're doing right now on this show. King Tuck, as soon as we get done, we're going to link up. Me and Queen Tiff. We've been, you know what I'm saying, this is not our first time working with each other. So the biggest thing is for us to become the solution. Mm-hmm. And I think as we get older, we are in our platform, I believe we are making, you know, we're moving that needle to maybe go back to like an old school Black Street. It's not just going to take us three, of course, but it's going to take other people that's listening to our shows and that's, you know, continue to do things in our community. So I think we can do it. It's going to take a whole bunch of us, but I believe we're going to make more headway as years to come.
Progress and process in the process. I get it. I'm with it.
Yeah. I believe so. I really do, man. Because this podcast game, I know I'm going a little sidetracked, but this podcast game has allowed me to have, you know, co-hosts on Why Not Sports and Down with the DMs and now linking up with Tiff. Again, these people are in different area codes. Mm-hmm. So if we can start continuing to do this on a consistent basis and then start linking up with our resources, man, I like the direction that it's going. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys again, man, for personally giving me this opportunity because it is a lot of work that needs to be done. But we are becoming a, you know, some part of the solution and making sure we keep recycling our things amongst our community.
Right. We showing them that it can be done. It can work.
Absolutely.
I get it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's all about pulling our resources together. And I'm big on that. I'm really, as I'm getting older, I'm seeing things so much different now.
Is that so?
Right? It takes us some age and a few gray hairs to kind of put shit together.
And a few mistakes too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Experience is the best teacher, but it's just funny to me. And it's true, this podcast game and knowing that there's so many people doing their thing and so many people that's putting their hands out, hey, let's mash up. Oh, I support you. I listen to your show. Or, hey, let's do something. I appreciate what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I was getting ready to say it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, she's easy. All right, this is Convo number 23. Convo number 23, if you missed any of our previous podcasts, make sure you go to iTunes, make sure you go to SoundCloud, and check us out. D-Murph, I wanted to ask you this before we get into another topic.
What's up?
I wanted to know, how did you and Penrose hook up for your podcast? What's it called? In the DM? Slide into the DM?
Down with the DM.
Down with the DM.
As you guys know,
okay.
I'm D. Murph, and Penrose's name is Derek Moore. So I'm Derek Murphy, he's Derek Moore. So our initials are DM. And with him being a podcast host, and I'm being a podcast host, I have a lot of respect for Penrose. And I was like, yo, dog, my time is pretty stretched. But, man, I think between us, I think we can, not only as men, so that we can work together from different area codes because he's up east.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm in Houston. So it's kind of like, yo, but, you know, because he's more analytical and than I am. I'm more of the, you know, jokey one, but he's more serious. So it's kind of like a good balance in between. But we talked about it, and he definitely liked the idea to show that two men can fellowship. Two men can't talk. Like I said, we're going to definitely link up with King Chuck later on. But it's just something that we feel like men don't know how to express their emotions or express their feelings or learn how to work with each other, because it's kind of like now, back in the day, it's kind of like, okay, well, you go solo. Well, man, let's find a way to be against this person. So it's kind of like breaking a lot of the stereotypes. So I'm just glad that he, you know, was supportive of the vision. And we've already did two episodes, and we'll be working on our third one within the next few days. So
That's what's up. I love it. That's why I'm calling you Steve Harvey. Every time I turn around, I see either your shows or you're on someone's shows. Like, this boy, when does his wife see him, though?
Tim, but look what you're doing now. So when this dropped, they were like, Murph doing it again? So you just adding to the madness.
Word.
But no, I appreciate it, though. I'm just like I said, I feel a responsibility, almost an obligation, because I, like you said earlier, I do have experience in society. I know what it's like to be without a father. I know what it's like to not have any positive role models as men. You know, no disrespect to the women out there, but it's so many of our boys today that's coming up don't have that masculinity as I was coming up. You know, it's kind of like, boy, pull your pants up. Or, boy, wear some baggy pants. You know, it's kind of like these males today. So I pray for my kids and say, man, y'all better bring in somebody, like, close to me. Because these, and I'm not saying all, but majority of the boys that's coming up don't know how to be a man because they didn't have an example.
True.
Or they think it's okay to wear the same clothes as my daughters, which that's not the case.
That's,
you know,
the
so
style
things
now.
Like that is... I'm just being from my perspective and what I see. So that's why I do feel somewhat obligated or responsible to be as many places as I can, you know, just from my voice.
I'm not mad at you. Keep doing your fizzle.
I appreciate it.
I wanted to talk about Keisha Knight Poland. Rudy?
Rudy? Oh, man, what she do, man?
I wanted to talk about her because she got a weird situation going on right now. Uh-oh. I don't know if you guys get into the gossip and the reality shit, but she married Ed Hartwell, former NFL player, in 2016. They got engaged in 2015. It was like a rush marriage. Like, they met each other, boom, I'm engaged, I'm married. Here comes the baby. So, but as fast as they got together was just as quick as the marriage dissolved. And, but she got pregnant. She had a baby. And he was going back and forth saying that the baby wasn't his. You know, he didn't want anything to do with the child. Basically, he wanted a paternity test and all that. So they had the paternity test, all that. It confirmed that he was the father. And for the whole pregnancy, he had no contact with her. He didn't deal with her, didn't bother with her. Hey, I see you when the baby drops. And now that the baby is here, I think the baby is a few months old, he now wants to get full custody of the child. And when I read this, I was shaking my head like, a minute ago you was denying the child, and now you want custody of the child. And I wanted to know your thoughts as a man. First of all, I know how I feel as a female. You can't impregnate me, have me go through this whole 9 months solo dolo, and then talking about I'm the daddy, I want my child. Like, what type of ish is that? What's your thoughts on that? Do you think that he should have custody? Should she be willing to work with him? What's your thoughts?
I don't know, son. I'm going to leave that one alone. Listen. I'm all for it. I heard you say something earlier about how you know what it's like to grow up without a father and all of that. So, of course, from the outside looking in, I'm all for a man wanting to be in his child's life and all of that. However, the way you making it seem or sound or whatever, it's like he don't even want nothing to do with her or be a family. He just wants the child for... It sounds like he's doing it out of spite. And I ain't with that. You know, you want to be a man and take care of your children's. You know, I'm all for that. But all of that other extra stuff, I can't rock with you. I can't do it. So I'm going to step out of this. I don't know. I ain't with all that.
You tapping out?
Yeah. I don't know nothing about nothing.
D, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm going to give a different perspective. You know, before her husband, Ed Hartwell, She was with Big Tigger for over 10 years or something like that, something crazy. And it was brought to my attention that when she met with old boy, it was kind of like a lot of the baggage from that relationship carried over. And I'm not taking his defense on it, but it's kind of like you said, King Chuck, how like just being just despiteful, just to kind of being like, oh, okay, I'm gonna do this to you. Mm-hmm. Some people have said that she did him that way because she wanted to be in a relationship. She wanted to be married so she could do things the right way. Wow. Okay, first come love, then comes marriage, then guess what was after that? You know, the baby marriage, yeah. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? So just, it was kind of like he now trying to play the game that she was initially, and this is just from what I've read and outside, you know, trying to think outside the box. But at the end of the day, as a man, he still got to be responsible.
Yes.
Because that is his kid. And regardless if she is playing or she was playing those games, as a man, we got to set the expectation to say, you know what? Hey, because two wrongs don't make it right. And I'm not taking this as a relationship, you know, counselor, but yeah, two wrongs don't make it right. Just be responsible as much as you can for the kid. But as a woman, or as a man trying to take a woman, a child away from the woman, you got to show she's an unfit mother. You got to show that she does not have all her screws on tight, because if not, you're going to lose. Period.
Period.
And that's Keisha Knight Pulliam, a.k.a. Rudy. They not gonna, she got too much star power, man, to lose that kid and having an overall clean slate.
Yeah, we all love Rudy, in. You know? We all
yeah,
love Rudy.
Yeah, yeah, come on, yeah. Man. So.
And that's how people are going to see her,
right,
view her as
right.
Rudy.
Perception is reality, yeah.
Absolutely. You know? Perception is key. But my thing is, you know, no one really knows what really went on. But that's some sucker shit to leave your woman while she's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I didn't, you know, specify that what I was trying to say earlier. But two people can't make a mistake and have a baby. So, you know, they need to cut that shit out, man.
Yeah. And again, that's just like us men, you know. And that lets me know that from my perspective, based on the information that I've read, it's kind of like I said, he didn't want to be with her anyway. It was kind of like, you know, you Rudy, I guess, you know, you trying to, whatever you trying to do, I'm going to support it. Then reality hit, it's kind of like, oh. What had happened was I was, you know what I'm saying, so now it's kind of like, dog, you set for life with this one. You
see?
Got this kid, but now you got to have a relationship with Keisha. So.
See? Niggas.
Mm-hmm. Just being real, you know what I'm saying? I know how to go. I'm a man, but I ain't going to play no woman like that, though, because I know there are consequences.
I remember Harwell, too. He ain't all that good of a player, so he needs to stop, man. Yeah.
Well, he's done. He's not in the league anymore.
Get this shit together, bro.
And also, he want to pay that child support that's coming, too.
Oh, it's coming.
I got him.
It's coming. And you know, she's used to a certain lifestyle, so you got to maintain that lifestyle. And you got 18 years to do it. Mm. So.
And that's Ruby. That's royalty.
But to be fair.
That's what listens out there. Yeah, he gonna be good now. So, hey, let me hurry up, boo. Let me make something up to get back with you, or I need the kid for myself. So I don't want to pay you that money.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But to be fair, you know, he has a child with his ex-wife, Lisa Wu Hartwell, the lady that was on the original Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she put a statement out basically saying that he is a good father. You know, because Keisha was like, I don't know if I want my child to be around him. We have to build some type of relationship. You kind of just left. So we have to build that trust. And basically, Lisa Wu put out the statement saying, you know, he is a great father. No matter what's going on between me and him or went on, he still is a great father to his child. And she should give him that opportunity to be a father to a child. And I'm like, you need to mind your goddamn business. Because your baby and that baby ain't got nothing to do with each other.
That's all I'm about to say. He even got the ex to speak up for him.
And yo, how come it's always the other baby mama speak? Like, come on, man. See, that's if that ain't no nigga shit, god damn it. That's why we can't win.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, I'm glad I ain't got them problems. God damn.
Hey.
Shit.
Listen, when you playing without no helmet, things happen.
Man, dirty pool.
Yeah. There's consequences to playing with no helmet on, you know?
Ooh, financially, psychologically,
the whole thing,
and the children suffer. You know, that's the most important part. We always forget to leave that. You know, But damn, yeah, man. Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully they can work something out, because at the end of the day, it's not about the kids. It's not about them. It's about the child who didn't ask to be here. And you motherfuckers need to stop being children and act like adults for your child.
Absolutely. It was the heat of the moment, though. Tiff, I mean, you know, she was saying everything. The alcohol was kicking in. And I didn't think it was going to happen.
And it's Rudy.
She said she was on the pill anyway. You know, let me stop.
Hey, you know how many times women use that lie? I'm on a pill.
Oh, shit.
Oh, again, I'm a former jock. So, anyway, I'm taking this to a whole nother level. Yeah, I'm just throwing examples out there.
You know how it is. I ain't mad.
Yeah.
I'm on a pill, hey,
I'm cool. Let me stop. But go continue.
Word up. And speaking of sports, going back to the sports world, you know, we got the March Madness. We're down to the Final Four.
It's crazy.
And first, before we get into the men's, I want to talk about the female.
Oh!
Because we had... about your friends on as our mashup two weeks ago, and they're from Connecticut. So I'm sorry, Chanel, and I'm sorry, Frankie, but the UConn women, they lost.
Finally. Hey, hold on. Let's tip our hats off to them.
Absolutely.
111 games. It'll never be done again. It's never been done before. You know that. You know what? You can't even just cry or be upset about that. You have to do what the coach did and just laugh at the whole thing. The shot, the play. They played their hearts out. It was a great game. I mean, eventually you had to lose. And if you're going to lose, that's how you go out. You know?
I agree.
Come on. Good. That feat alone, 111 games.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I'm a sports fanatic. I remember in 1991 when UNLV, now mind you, I was cheering for them because, you know, Duke, they had a few black players, but that was like the good old boy, the white guys and all of that. But UNLV had all the black players. And they was undefeated. They tried.
Stacey Augmen. Was that Stacey Augmen?
Larry Johnson, Greg Anthony. Yeah. Now, they was undefeated for 45 games. Yeah. You understand? And they was in the position to win it all, and Duke stopped that. So, for them, then that's 45 games, son. And that's, you know, that was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. So, for the women to do 111 games, look, man, don't even hang your heads low, man.
Right.
That, I mean, that was just awesome. But that shot, though, and that little girl, she's short, man. And she lost her father not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like 5'4".
Yeah.
Go, look, Bulldogs, Mississippi State Bulldogs, go for it, man.
Absolutely. Yep. It's going to be a good one. And I'm going for, who's doing Staley coaching? She's doing.
You got to go for, I'm going for the Bulldogs.
I'm
going for the Bulldogs.
Like, hey, no, I'm going stay with South Carolina. South Carolina, because Dawn Staley. I like
her too. She was
she's a coach.
She was a hell of a player.
Absolutely. She's the coach.
She's nice. Pretty too, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if she plays for the other team, but
I'm
going for South Carolina just because of Dawn Staley. Yeah, so shout outs to you kind of women, you know.
Yeah, no, for real.
They've just been doing their thing for so long, not just during the streak, but just a decade.
Can you imagine? You don't even know how to take this. You lost 111 games. You know how many students went there, played, and moved on to them? Yeah, we ain't lose. Well, we ain't lose. Well, who's the better team? We ain't lose. We, you know? Yeah. Yo, this is crazy. But it had to happen.
Right.
It had to happen. Unbelievable. This is why I love sports, yo. No matter how good it looks on paper, no matter who you have on your roster, you have to play the fucking game.
Yes, sir.
Fucking love it.
Yep. Yes, sir. I agree.
So, with that being said, we now have the men's final in play. Gonzaga versus UNC. My husband is pulling for UNC. That is his team. But who are you guys picking?
Let me just say first that I fucked up my whole bracket a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay? I've never lost or had or picked so many number one teams and that has lost and didn't even make it to the fucking Final Four. I mean, this shit is just unbelievable. It is March Madness for real. I had Kansas. Yep. That's my squad.
Yep.
And they lost to Oregon. Who the fuck is Oregon? you know, it's basketball. Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. Right? And yesterday, those were two just outrageous games. You know what? I'm going for the underdog. Why not? Fuck UNC.
Going with Gonzaga?
Why not, man? You know.
Okay. If you want to wreck it, Gonzaga.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Let's do it.
D-Murph, who you got?
I gotta go North Carolina, man. Those guys play like they're a mini NBA team, man. They was down against Oregon, and they put whatever happened in that second half.
They turned up.
They look, they can jump. They fast.
They all
and
can
Gonzaga
shoot.
Got an old school style game. Now if it's a slow tempo, Gonzaga got it. But if it's normal, how we hoop up and down, and then y'all in New York, so y'all know that's Kenny Anderson and, you know, those Rod great point guards coming up,
go,
man.
Go,
so
go, right.
That's Rod Strickland. So that's an up and down game. I'm going North Carolina, man. So in a nutshell.
So UNC for D Murph, and you got Gonzaga for King Chuck.
Gonzaga
for King Chuck. You know what's so funny? And I think, you know how they, in like the World Baseball Series, I don't know what it's called, when they got the little league and they be having a kid from Cuba and shit that be like 17, but they look like they 10 or whatever. They be acting like they 10, but they be like grown men.
Yeah.
Gonzaga, they got this center, the little white boy. That
motherfucker. That him, big dude.
He look like he's 30, man.
He do look like he a man. Yeah, I agree with that.
He got a bald spot and everything. I'm like, yo, they need to check this motherfucker's ID. He a grown ass man with kids.
Hey.
I agree with that. He do like he used to play in the NBA or somewhere professionally before he went to Gonzaga.
That motherfucker got like 7 years in a Spaniard league or something. Yo.
That's real.
No kid, man. I was like, this is like Shaq eating, playing against middle school kids, son.
I agree with that. And even then, South Carolina almost beat Gonzaga, too.
Yeah, they sure did.
Fo Sheezy. So it's going to be a good one on Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to see who wins it out, but I'm not into college sports, but this is the one time that I get excited about college basketball, whether it's men or women, because you just never know.
Really? I love it. One of the reasons why I love it, because you get to see tomorrow's stars. And I think it's the anticipation, but, you know, I like sports anyway. Like I said, I'm a fanatic of them all, but yeah, it's tomorrow's stars. You get to see who's going to be the future today. I think that shit is awesome.
Oh, sheezy. So, this has been a good show. D-Murph, we appreciate you. Before we roll out, give us your information again. How can people get in contact with you? Holler with your social media. Holler with all the names of every one of your 100 shows you do. Let the people know.
Well, I'll definitely make it short and sweet. But again, thank y'all. For real, Queen Tuff and King Tuck, man, for y'all time allowing me to speak, man, my mind to have fun talking about social topics as well as sports. But you can find me on Twitter and IG for sure at itsdmurph. You can find me also as a host of Why Not Sports, the host of Flagrant 2, as well as Down with the DM. So I have a show that dropped Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For the exception of Down with the DMs is bi-weekly on Wednesdays. But other than that, if y'all have any questions too, you can hit me up on isdmurph@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. D-Murph got the whole week on lock. You can find D-Murph Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Hey, got to. Tim, boy. But you already know, though. You know,
I love it.
A lot of doors.
Listen, I love it. I love that you're working. You still are into it. You still have the same energy on every show. It's a beautiful thing. And networking is a beautiful thing to be able to experience. And not just, I think we were talking about this previously, not just our circle of podcasts that we know, but you get to experience figure out and experience other podcasts that I would never really know about. So, if it's one thing that I love about this podcast, the game or world, is that you can experience and learn and discover so many other new people that's doing their thing that may not be in the same mold that you may be used to hearing from or the people that you follow or know of. So I discovered so many people and listen to your show. I hear different podcasts that I now go check out. You know, whether I listen to them on a consistent basis basis or whatever, right. I still check them out and, you know, see what they're offering.
Well, I appreciate that. That's real. Thank you.
Bo Sheezy. King Chuck, it's been a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We got Once more again. Business to do. Once D. Murph, we appreciate you. Hopefully, in the near future, you and King Chuck will make things happen.
It's not even hopefully. It's a go. It's a wrap. We're going to do
it. Oh, yeah. I was about to say, yeah. As soon as we get done pushing that record button, we definitely me and King Chuck going to rap for a minute.
That's what's up. So, in the meantime, in between time, it's just my convo. We'll see you on the other side.
Peace.
Peace.